does that mean?
That means just that. His hands and arms don't seem to be too well attached to anything.
Uh-huh. Someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money, you'd say he's...
stingy.
Okay. Or he's really a...
miser.
Okay. Any other expression for miser?
You might say he's avaricious, but he might not be avaricious. He may be just stingy. Mm-hmm. A miser? No, I can't think of one right now.
Mm-hmm. And a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You'd say he's just a plain...
well, idiot, you'd probably say.
Mm-hmm. What about fool?
Yes, plain idiot or plain fool.
Uh-huh. Is the word fool nice to use? Or?
No, mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Say an older person who still gets around real well, doesn't get tired, you'd say... I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
mighty hale or mighty hearty, let's see, he's still strong.
Uh-huh. I was thinking something like spry or...
yes, perk. Yes, you could say spry, plate. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course, the one that you're speaking of is spry would be a certain kind of, strength.
What do you mean?
I mean, a spry person, you think of being very active all the time.
Uh-huh.
Not just somebody who can get around, but somebody who gets around
mm-hmm.
a little bit too actively, maybe.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about a child like that? It's real.
You'd probably say he's kinetic, has something like that.
Uh-huh. And you say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
anxious.
Or a little...
worried.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't feel easy, you'd feel...
uneasy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uneasy.
And you say, oh, it'll be all right, just don't...
worry.
And a person, the child might say, well, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
afraid.
Okay, any other...
scared.
Uh-huh.
Probably scared.
And you say, well, she isn't afraid. You say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now, she...
she usually, why she's afraid now, she usually isn't.
Uh-huh.
She's brave.
Well, use an expression used to be. You say,
she used to be.
I don't see why she's afraid now,
she used to be. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, what's the opposite of used to be? You'd say
she is.
Uh-huh. Well, would you say, how would you negate that? Would you say she didn't used to be or usedn't to be?
You can say she used not to be.
Okay. And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
queer.
Okay. What does the word queer mean?
It means not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the normal.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use that word as a noun?
Yes.
You say she is...
she's a queer.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a very bad connotation.
Is it changed?
To me, queer. A queer.
Uh-huh. Has it changed meanings recently?
Yes, I think so.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You mean it has a sexual...
yes, I do. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
It never used to. I mean, no one ever spoke of a queer
uh-huh.
in my youth.
Mm-hmm. And someone who makes up his own mind and then there's no use arguing with him...
He's stubborn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. He's
sensitive, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Has no sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Or say if there's one subject that you can't bring up and
taboo.
Play.
That
uh-huh.
subject is taboo.
Uh huh. Or if he'll get real upset if you mention or tease him about something, you say, when it comes to that, he's still awfully...
well, sensitive is the word I think of. He's still awfully
what
touchy.
About, huh?
Touchy.
Okay.